them and us British billionaires. One mansion phones for you. Founder John Cordwell's second home in Mayfair is worth £250 million. The 8-floor 15-bedroom palace boasts a basement spa, snow shower what, and indoor river with live fish. Purchased from a Channel Island tax haven, the mansion's £65 million renovation needed 20,000 sheets of gold leaf and a workforce of 300 at one stage. Billionaire Cordwell, 97th richest person in the UK, had to press his ballroom into service as a canteen. A Sunday Times journalist invited into this Willy Wonka compound reported feeling nauseous and keenly aware of my own insignificance in the universe beneath the marble stairway's 5 crystal chandeliers. As for Cordwell himself, he insisted the reporter record his conviction that the rich-poor divide in society is really quite disgusting. It's very difficult to justify people with billions of pounds when there are people all around the world starving to death and living in extraordinary poverty. Indeed. He says he intends to donate 70-90% of his riches to charity, so as not to spoil his kids, leaving them a mere 100 million or so. We say, cut out the middleman. Nationalize the billionaire's assets now.